Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Our program presented by Founders and, of course, by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, this is a football nuts time of the year. I mean, it all starts tonight when we, 5 o'clock, pregame begins for Clemson University. They'll be taking on Georgia Tech, and I think they're going to probably annihilate them, but we'll see what happens. And if that's not enough, we've got the Carolina Panthers that are playing up the road there in that thing called the Bank of America Stadium, and they're going to be taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Homegrown Mason Rudolph, the number two, hopefully a backup quarterback to that guy Ben Roethlisberger, will be on the field tonight, so I know there's going to be a lot of people who will be interested in that. But then we get into high school football on Friday night, and then we get back into everything else that's going on in football, and right before us is one piece of that puzzle. His name is Dean Boyd. He is York's brand new, fresh head football coach. How are you, Coach? Good to see you.
Doing fine. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about Dean Boyd.
Well, I'm a York High School graduate. I graduated in 1983, played football, baseball, and wrestled there at York. And got out, started coaching in 1987. I attended Winthrop University, and then I started coaching in 1987 at Hartsville High School. I was there for 7 years, from 87 to 93. And under Coach Lewis Leinberger, and we were pretty good. We won 80 ball games in 7 years and won two state championships, played for four. So I left there and got to be a head coach and athletic director at Williston Elko High School in Barmel County, down next to Aiken. I was there for 3 years, and we kind of changed that program around a little bit, and I was offered the opportunity to go to Marlboro County. Was there for 22 years.
Ooh.
So, you know, I've been coaching. This has been my 32nd year overall. I'm looking forward to it, being back home. But it's just been, a great ride for me. And I've had a lot of good people around me, a lot of great coaches and players, and excited to be back home.
So what was it that brought you back home? I mean, you obviously have a very successful career. Could have gone anywhere. Why come back here?
I'll be honest with you. Several reasons. First, you know, I get to come back home. I hadn't been home in 32 years. But I've always loved football in this area. But the main reason is because I just felt the calling to come back home. I've kind of taken over two struggling programs and were able to turn those programs around. And I feel like this is the right time to come to York and see what we can do to get it going. And it's, you know, they've had some great success, but it started to falter a little bit the last year or two. So we're going to try to turn this thing around. You know, it's going to take us some time, but I feel like our brand of culture and what we try to do in our program, it plays right into what York needs.
Have you noticed a lot of changes since you were back 32 years ago?
Well, believe it or not, there are a lot of changes, but a lot of the same. I mean, of course, we have a nice facility now that we had a nice facility when I was there. But this is the facility they have now is second to none. And but the town has not changed a whole lot. It's grown a little bit, but the area has grown tremendously. I've been in Marlboro County or Bennettsville for the last 22 years, and it's a lot like York was 32 years ago. It's a little slower paced, it's not quite that slow paced in York anymore. It's starting to pick up a good bit.
And now you got all these major highways that are servicing York. They weren't there 32 years ago when you were here.
No, they were not. You know, we were talking before we got on the air here. You know, you started the show, I think you said 35 years ago. It was right before I was getting ready to get out of here, right when I was attending Winthrop over there. I probably ended up eating over here a couple times when you did the show.
So now you come from a football family, do you not?
Yes, sir.
Tell everybody about that. You got some brothers in this thing.
Yeah, I sure do. My dad was a Legion baseball coach for probably 30 years. And so we all started out really playing baseball. But my dad helped start the Pop Warner football program in York way back in the 60s.
All right.
And kind of got us all involved in that. And so we've been drugged from fields all over this state, baseball fields, football fields, whatever. And my brothers, both J.R. and Steve, J.R. is the older brother, and then Steve, and then myself. I'm 10 years younger than Steve. So they got involved in football. So I knew in the eighth or ninth grade, that's kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a football coach like them because they were great role models for me and have done an outstanding job. Both of them are in the Football Hall of Fame and High School Football Hall of Fame. And, you know, I just knew right then that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to kind of do what they do, affect young people's lives and try to help young men become better men. And I saw them do it ahead of me, and that made me want to do it.
And your brother J.R. won some state championships, did he not?
He sure did. At Lamar, he was he started out as the York head football coach, and then he left York and went to Lamar about the time my mother passed in 91 or 92, and he went to Lamar, and I was already down there coaching at Hartsville, and I had told him what I thought that position, that job down there was a very good job, and he came down and took it and won. I think he won three state championships there, and he won two baseball state championships there. So he's had a great record there. And then Steve, of course, started out at Indian Land, and I helped him when I was at Winthrop at Indian Land. And then I coached the JV team there. And then when I got out, that's when I went on to Hartsville. Then he left there and went to Fort Mill, and then from Fort Mill, of course, went to York. So now we all three kind of complete the circle of being there at York. So neither one of them's got a state championship at York as far as a head coaching. So that's a goal of mine. I want to try to make sure we get us there.
Now, Steve was a Hall of Fame coach, was he not?
Yes, yes, sir.
And he was the AD at York.
Yes, sir, sure was.
But none of the Boyd brothers have brought home a state championship to York.
That's correct. That's correct. So that's a goal of ours, and we're a long ways from that goal right now. But, you know, it's like eating elephants. You got to take one bite at a time, and that's what we're trying to do right now.
So here you come. As you say, you're in a turnaround mode, and that's not something to do overnight. I'm interested, number one, are you seeing as many young men turn out for football now that you used to see?
No, there's a decline. There's definitely a decline, I think, in high school football across the nation. There's definitely been a decline in York. We are only dressing 38 varsity kids in York, and I'm used to dressing 55 to 75 kids. That's what I've had the last 20 years at Marlboro County. So it's been a learning experience for me this year because of depth issues. We're having to play a lot of players both ways. I think there's a number of reasons for that. I think, first of all, kids aren't getting out and playing ball like they used to, and it's more physical type stuff and work, whereas a lot of them can play video games and do different things now. And I also think the, you know, injury scares and stuff like that with the concussion stuff that's been out the last couple of years, I think it's scared a lot of parents, a lot of mamas off a little bit. And, you know, I do think football will make a comeback, but because I think football coaches are practicing better now, safer now, right, than we've ever had in the past. We still got room to grow, but I really think we have made this sport as safe as it's ever been with the concussion protocols and the heat risk factors. I mean, just like this year alone, we've only had 19 practices, and six of them we've had to not even be able to go outside because of the heat.
Right.
That never happened in the past. When I played, you got salt tablets and one water break.
Thank you very much. And, you know, the difference is I remember when I played, we were taught, instructed to use our head all the time.
All the time.
Put that head right in the middle of their chest and knock them down. Not anymore.
Not anymore. That is, we do not teach that at all. And, you know, that's a good thing. And you know, but it's, you know, one thing I hear a lot of, though, is that kids aren't as tough and kids don't. I don't know that it's the kids so much as it is the coaches and the times. I think, you know, that's kind of an excuse. Our kids are bigger, faster, and stronger than they've ever been. And when I played back in the early 80s, we didn't even have a weight room at that time.
Oh, yeah.
All right? The biggest kid we had on our team was 225 pounds. And now, I've got linemen that's 300 pounds, 325, somewhere in that range, and kids that are bench pressing 300 and 400 pounds, you know, playing high school football. And I think that has had a major effect on it, too. So I don't buy into the fact that kids aren't as tough. I just think that we don't expect as much from them as we should, probably, as a coach.
So what do you tell parents who might say, you know, I'd like to see my son play some football, but I'm worried about this concussion stuff?
I would tell them that the sport is safer than it's ever been. There are more concussions and other things that people, you know, you hear football, and that's, you know, the media talks about the football because that was the major aspect of it. But there's more concussions on bicycle riding. Every year, there's a lot more concussions. So the danger is always out there, but we're as safe as we've ever been. Our kids are as strong as they've ever been. We've got the best protocols and the best trainers than we've ever had. And I think the benefits of playing a team sport like football so much more outweigh any types of dangers. And don't get me wrong, there's danger there, but it's not the same. And because if you had a concussion back when we played, you didn't know that's what it was. You didn't know that's what it was called. And you just, oh, you got your bell rung, let's keep playing. I got four kids out right now that went to a trainer and said they had a headache. So we err on the side of precaution. They probably don't have a concussion, but we're going to make sure of that before we put them back on the field. Right. And if they do have one, then we're going to go through the 3-week, 4-week protocol to make sure that they're healthy before they can come back.
You're absolutely right. It's safer than ever. And what parents don't understand whose kids have not played football is the life lessons that you learn by playing a team sport. I mean, this is just fresh in my head as when I played a long, 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 long time ago. Those are lessons that you only learn by being basically in a sport like that where you're depending upon each other and you rely on your teammate doing what they're supposed to be doing for you to get the ball across the line.
We take young boys and make them young men.
There you go.
And there's no doubt about that. And that's our goal. We were talking earlier about Clemson playing tonight, you know, and I think Coach Sweeney has probably done as good a job talking about that and selling his program as anything. And I think that's what we got to do as high school coaches too, because there's no doubt the benefits that you get from playing high school football. I was a better baseball player in high school, but I love football because it teaches you so much about life. To me, it's the ultimate life teaching sport. What other sport do you get knocked down in? And depending on how you get back up, depends on what type of man you're probably going to be. If you're going to stay down there and wallow in that pity and that hurt, or are you going to get up by your bootstraps and be ready to play the next play? And I just think, and your best players get knocked down. Because in life, you're going to get knocked down. It may not be physically knocked down, but you're going to get knocked back at some point in your lifetime. How are you going to respond to that? I think football teaches you that.
It will. Ain't a doubt about it. So here you are. You come up from Marlboro County. You're here in New York. What kind of differences do you see between the two programs and the two settings that you were in and what you're in now?
Well, the facilities we talked about earlier, we didn't have the nice facilities and the things.
Well, let's get this right. It is what I call plush but not overly ostentatious. It is beautiful.
That's right.
It is like a college. I mean, it's better than a lot better than the college I went to, I can tell you that. Synthetic field. Beautiful press boxes and stands, concession. I mean, you got out. When it poured rain last Friday, you could go right out and play, couldn't you?
Exactly. And you know, we didn't have that at Marlboro County. But now, on the same note with that, is that our kids have been in that facility now for 9 years. So they've grown accustomed to it. So we tried to play as many games away at maybe facilities that were not as good, to try to teach them, don't take for granted what you've got. Because so many kids would love to play in that situation and don't have that. And we didn't at Marlboro. I think right now, I think toughness is an issue. I think we've got to get our kids a little bit tougher. And I think our weight room was a little bit better as far as how strong we were. So we've got to address that issue. We don't have the numbers that we had at Marlboro County. There's so many things in this whole area up here for kids to do that we didn't have there. There, everybody, if you were an athlete, you pretty much played football. Here, there's a lot more specialization. There's a lot more of something that is not really legal, but there's a lot more recruiting that goes on in this area. Yeah. We didn't have that in that area. So there are some differences that we've got to make sure that the York kids that we've got there, we got to keep them there. We got to make sure we get them tougher, and we make sure we got to get them stronger. And then I think we can compete with everybody else in this area. But if we got to do those three things immediately.
So when you first met with the team and you got them all together and, hi, I'm your new head football coach, what kind of message did you have for them on their first encounter with you?
I'm a York boy. I got vested interest in this. I want this program to succeed at the highest levels because I've got pride in that community. It's kind of funny in a way because if you're from York, you know what I mean. If you're not from York, you know, a lot of times we may not be looked on it the same way as everybody else is. But I want our kids to understand to be proud of where they're from, and we want to play at a high level. So I told them that. We call it the York way. And we're going to spend a lot of time doing it the York way. And that's doing the right thing, showing great sportsmanship. The blue-collar work ethic, hard work every single day. You either get better or you get worse. You don't stay the same. Those are the types of things that we're going to drive home every day, and those are the types of things that we're going to work on every day. And right now we're going to probably spend more time doing those types of things than we are the other type. We played Clover last week, an arch rival who, you know, York Clover game is one of the oldest rivalries in the state. And, I set four starters out. Not the whole game, but I set them out. Because they wasn't doing things the York way. Huh. And it's going to take time to get our kids understanding that.
You know, discipline is a tough, tough issue in the home and on the field. But if you're going to be successful in football or in any sport, you got to have discipline. Not only personal discipline, but team discipline as well. I mean, you set the rules, and they got to know, they got to follow them.
And I think that, you can win without discipline. You can't win the big one. All right, do you want to just win? You want to go short-term and let's win right now? Or do you want to have an overall winning program when we can win state championships? If you're going to do that, you got to have the discipline that goes along with it. And that's what I'm trying to teach our kids right now. Look, you can't have it one way or the other way. It's got to be all in, all together, everybody doing the same thing, wearing the same stuff, wearing it the right way. Wearing your game day jersey on game day. If you take it off, then you don't play. We're going to do things together as a group and not as individuals. And I think that's where there's a lot of work to be done at York right now.
And, I'm sure these young men probably don't realize the impact a football team has on the whole community, because football is a common denominator in every community. You got the booster clubs. You got the moms and dads that come out. You got the cheerleaders. You got the band. You got all that stuff, and it all rallies around the football team.
That's right. We call it entertainment events now. That's what we call it because, there's going to be people at our games that don't like football, but they're there to see something else. We want to make it a family-friendly and entertainment venue every Friday night. And I think our kids, one of the things that we did last week, and I didn't think anything of it because I've done it for the last 20 years in Marlboro County. We had all our varsity kids go open the doors at the elementary schools for the kids coming out with their jerseys on Friday morning. And I got so many positive emails and so many calls and texts. And, I didn't think anything of it because it's something we've always done where I've been. So we've got to continue to do those things. Our kids need to see how special they are to our community, but also they need to understand that the people that are helping us do those types of things need to understand our kids need to see that for them, too.
We're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. We broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. Now, Coach, you don't know how we do this, but we get everybody together and we do the magic chant, right? This is how we do fresh subs and salads at Substation 2. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
News, politics, and stories that matter to you. Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Nicole Thompson, assistant principal at Griggs Road Elementary School in Clover.
The connectivity program, it's more than just academics. It became helping them to feel part of a school system, have a voice in their building and inside of their classrooms, but it also provided us an opportunity to really get to know families one-on-one. Technology is a gateway for students to really see their potential and what 21st century learning is all about and to be ready. Luckily, Comporium was willing to get on board, helping us to educate our students.
Hear the full story at humantech.comporium.com.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, York High School's brand spanking new head football coach, Dean Boyd, is with us. He comes from a coaching family. JR and Steve kind of preceded him, and he's here. As he said, I'm going to do something my brothers haven't done, and I'm going to get a state championship for York. Good for you. Good for you. So we were talking about one of the challenges you have here versus in other schools is you got to get more kids involved in the game. So you're not only the head coach, but you also are, you got a ninth grade team and you got a junior varsity team as well.
That's correct.
So what kind of numbers are you seeing there and what are you doing to try to get more kids into the game?
Well, we got about 34 to 35 on our ninth grade team and about 21, 22, 24, somewhere in that range on our JV team. So actually what we're going to do, we're not going to have any, we're going to play five ninth grade games. And not have our JV games until the region starts. And then bring up those ninth graders and combine them with their JVs. Our JVs will play with our varsity until region starts.
Okay.
So that way we can still have three seasons. They're all modified. But the other things that we plan on doing, we've had two camps this summer, or one this summer and one in the spring. We had a regular youth camp where we had about 75 kids show up for 3 days. And then in the spring, when we did spring football practice, we did something called Friday Night Lights, sponsored through the NFL, where we played flag football every Friday night. And we averaged between 110 and 120 kids every Friday night. Now, that was ages 7 to 13, but it still is going to start that process of getting those kids to enjoying football and coming back out.
Right.
And then we also had our eighth grade signing day, and we had about 30 kids involved in that. Well, we actually treated it like a college signing day. We had the parents come in. We fed them all. We got their picture taken in front of the banner. They signed a contract saying that they were going to play football at York High School. And all those types of things to try to try to encourage and bring a lot of notoriety to our football program.
So if you, it's not like you don't have enough to do as a head football coach, but you also are been named a Shrine Bowl coach, have you not?
Yes, sir.
How
yes,
did that
sir.
All come about?
Well, I was an assistant Shrine Bowl coach in 2006.
Right.
So, I guess I've been lucky enough, I guess, to keep a job all that time. So I got named the head Shrine Bowl coach for this coming year. That's been, you know, trying to move to a new place, a new job, and then doing the Shrine Bowl. And my daughter got married this summer. So it's been a trying time, but enjoyed the process. We've met already about 20 times. We're pretty close to having what we feel like our team to be picked. We hadn't officially picked anybody.
You've already picked it?
We haven't officially picked anybody, but they make us pick by September the 15th.
No kidding.
So that makes it extremely hard.
I was going to say, I mean, you're just getting started with the regular
That's
season
right.
by then.
It makes it extremely hard. So we had to do a lot off our junior film, a lot off our junior tape, and the combines that we had this summer. So, but we're looking forward to it. There are a lot of good players in the state this year, a lot of good players in this area. And we're going to pick this thing. And the new head coach at Northwestern, Paige Wofford, is one of my assistants. Actually, Paige was at Daniel High School, and the head coach gets to pick one assistant coach. So I got a chance to pick one assistant coach, and Paige and I go way back. He was on the list of 10 that I got to choose from. I picked him right away, and then lo and behold, 2 months later, he gets the job at Northwestern. So real excited about that, too.
So do you have any trouble trying to balance all these activities, being a head football coach, a Shrine Bowl coach, and all of this is coming at one time?
Well, it is kind of tough at times, but I've been an AD for 25 years, along with being the football coach, and having to be an AD over 5 middle schools at the same time. So I've been fortunate enough to be able to handle a lot in certain situations. And it's been trying, though. I won't say it hadn't, that it's been easy, because it hadn't been easy, but I've had a little experience of having to try to juggle some stuff before.
But you don't have the AD duties up here.
I do not have them. Ex-AD, thank goodness.
All right, so you've got your home opener for the 2019 season this week against some little school. What are they called? Dorman.
Dorman University.
Dorman University. Yeah. So we got about a minute left. Go ahead and tell me what you're expecting.
Very good football team. Probably better than the team we played last week, and we got beat pretty good last week. Going to be a major challenge for our football team, but we've had a good week of practice. Coach Gutshaw and the Dorman staff do a great job with those kids. They've got about 3,500 kids in that school. So, it's going to be a major challenge for us. But, you know, that's what it's all about, learning, going out and competing. Playing a tough schedule will make us better when it comes region time, as long as our kids stick together and believe in what we're doing.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful facility up there, and people really need to get out and support high school football at all levels, whether it be in York or here in Rock Hill or Fort Mill or wherever, because it's kind of the glue for the community, and it's a really special time of the year when everybody starts playing again. And I know you're happy to be back home.
I'm happy to be home, and you guys do a great job supporting high school football. I mean, people in this area don't need to take that for granted either. I was telling you about in our area, we didn't really have any radio. So it's really nice to be able to pick up any game that they may want to pick up. So you guys do a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. And we appreciate all you do. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. How do we do it, guys? 1, 2, 3.
Slice.
Garden. We got it. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio for Clemson football at 5 o'clock tonight. Bye.